نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. My most respected elders and dear brothers in Islam, in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, As-salawatul khams wal-jumu'ah ila al-jumu'ah wa ramadan ila ramadan mukaffiratun lima baynahun idha jtunibatil kabair, or kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith effectively means that one salah to the next salah, one jumu'ah to the next jumu'ah, and one ramadan to the next ramadan serves as a cleansing and a forgiveness of the sins of a person, as long as that person does not deliberately commit any major sin. He does not purposely, deliberately, intentionally defy Allah and break the law of Allah and commit a major sin, then these ibadat and these acts of obligations and worship act as a means of cleansing for a person, and a person being freed from the yoke of sins. In one hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that a person who performs his five daily salah with punctuality, with regularity, then it is like a person who has got a stream in front of his house and he is taking a bath in that stream five times a day. A person who takes a bath or takes a shower five times a day, definitely there will be very little, if any, grime or dirt that is left on that person's body. So the likeness of the heart of a person and the inner spirituality of a person is like that person who is cleansing himself regularly throughout the day. Allah's mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this very great and powerful ibadat of salah, that together with us being engaged in our worldly pursuits, our obligations, our responsibilities, every person has work every day. Whether it is a man or even a woman folk at home or wherever, even the students and young people, everyone has got work, everyone has got studies, everyone has got commitments. And in the web of all of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created these intervals. An interval to detach a person from that what he is involved in and attach himself to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So a person leaves whatever he is doing and comes to the house of Allah, comes to the musalla, and turns their complete attention and focus back to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is that ibadat of salah and that worship of prayer that Allah Rabbul Izzat has kept for us. And a person who does that diligently and devotedly five times a day, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives that person's sin, not from one day to another, but from one salah to the next salah. From the next salah to the next salah, a person is being continuously cleansed. Then the Hadith Sharif mentions that after this process of one salah to the next salah, there is the process of one Jummah to the next Jummah. And Jummah is a very important day in the week of a believer. An extremely beneficial day. A very powerful day that Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us. And we know on the day of Jummah how much of preparation is required. That we prepare for the day of Jummah in advance. It is not like any other ordinary day of the week. A person takes a bath, cleanses himself physically. A person is required to do the necessary hygiene of Friday. That is to put perfume, put oil, clip one's nails, remove one's hair, and wear one's best clothes. All of this is in preparation for this auspicious day of Friday. And then a person then comes to the masjid early. Allah teaches us discipline and punctuality also on a day of Friday. That don't come like how you normally come for salah. Come early, sit close to the imam. And Allah teaches us the discipline of attention. That sit in front of the imam silently. No one must be talking to each other. And then listen to the khutbah attentively. And a person who does that, that person derives the complete benefit and the fawaid of Friday. And then from one Friday to the next Friday, a person is cleaned. A person is cleansed, a person is purified. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat gives us the third and the annual opportunity. One is the daily opportunity, one is the weekly opportunity and benefits, and then is the annual opportunity, and that is the month of Ramadan. And wa Ramadan ila Ramadan mukaffiratun lima baynahun. From one Ramadan to another Ramadan now, if a person devotes himself, a person applies himself, a person commits himself to the commands of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and spends this Ramadan in a very fulfilling manner, in a devoted manner, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now forgives that person's interims between one year to the other. So it is as though Allah is giving us three coats of cleansing, three coats and three opportunities. One is the daily salah, one is the Jummah salah, and one is the Ramadan to the next Ramadan. So may Allah Rabbul Izzat give us the tawfiq and ability and understanding, my dear friends, that we are in this month of Ramadan. And this month of Ramadan, as we know, we are educated, we are knowledgeable about the benefits of the month of Ramadan. Allah Rabbul Izzat has kept three specialities, three special acts in this month of Ramadan, three special modes of worship. One is the act of Siyam, the fasting of Ramadan. Then is the act of Qiyam, the standing in Salah in the month of Ramadan. And the third is the i'tikaf and the seclusion of Ramadan. There are many other acts that we do in the month of Ramadan. But these are the three primary objectives and this is the main menu. The main menu of Ramadan is the act of fasting. And the act of fasting is such an act. It is such a cleanser. It is such a reformer that it is mentioned by our ulama ikram and mashayikh that a believer, in fact, Hazrat Masihul Ummat, Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullahi used to say, a believer in the state of fasting is a wali of Allah. He is a friend of Allah. Why does a person be a wali of Allah when he is fasting? Because he is in the state of obedience of Allah. He is in the process of gaining the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzah through this fast. What does taqwa mean? In what fast, our objective is taqwa. We want to attain taqwa. Taqwa means to leave that which Allah has asked us to leave. And to do that what Allah has asked us to do. When a person is fasting, a person has left out those three things that Allah has asked him to leave out. And he is doing what Allah has asked him to do. And therefore he is in the pleasure of Allah. He is in the ridwan of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And a person who enters himself into the obedience of Allah, into the pleasure of Allah, is a wali of Allah. He is a friend of Allah. And this is the training of the month of Ramadan. That Allah is showing us that in the month of Ramadan, you are a wali of Allah. We are all the friends of Allah in this month of Ramadan. Therefore, continue with this friendship. Do not give up this friendship. Do not give up this nisbat and this connection that you have developed in the month of Ramadan. Let it continue till the next Ramadan. And every Ramadan, build on this friendship. Build on this relationship. Like how in this world, we build on our relationships. If we've got a good business relationship, we've got a good friendship with someone, we build on it, we develop it, become strong. 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. And you tell a person, this friend of mine, I know him for the last 30 years. Such a strong friendship. Allah Rabbul Izzat wants this friendship of ours to be a lifelong friendship. The best of all friendships. The most fulfilling of all friendships, the wilayat of Allah, the wali of Allah. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through this fast, has given us very special opportunities. Every fasting person, in the halat of fasting, in the condition of fasting, has got an accepted moment. As is a person when he's making dua in the state of fasting, Allah accepts his duas. But Allah has kept that special moment, that moment of acceptance. And that is dedicated for a person who is fasting. At the time of iftar, the person's dua is accepted. So my respected friends, we've got the siyam, the fasting of Ramadan. Then it is the qiyam, after a person has fasted the whole day. And this is what friendship is. When a person claims that I'm the friend of Allah, I love Allah, I'm the wali of Allah, I want to be close to Allah. What it means? The whole day we fasted, Allah could have said, okay my friend, now rest in the night. Because the next day you're going to fast again. But friendship is such a thing that Allah says, I want to see how true you are. Let me see how good a friend you are. So after fasting the whole day, And after a person has lost all his energy, now Allah says, stand in tahajjud now. Stand in tarawih. Make qiyam in the night. Now that will be a reflection of true friendship. So a person now makes Allahu Akbar for 1 hour long, 2 hours, standing in tarawih, listening to what? Listening to the kalam of Allah Rabbul Izzah. That is the level of friendship that Allah is giving us in this month of Ramadan. And that is the level of obedience that this banda has entered. On an ordinary day in the year, ask anyone, ask myself, read 2 rakats extra nafil namaz after Isha, read 4 rakats extra nafil namaz. Sorry, tired. I worked the whole day. I have to go back home, my family. Anyone is prepared? Very difficult. But month of Ramadan, even the person who is not regular and punctual with his salah or with his nafil, what happens? He's standing. MashaAllah. And he's standing with devotion, he's standing ihtisab, hoping for Allah's reward, expecting Allah's favors, expecting Allah's acceptance. Standing with love, with muhabbat, standing with devotion. So this is what Ramadan is doing for us. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, when he speaks about fasting, before I go to that, one more point that comes to my mind, is that what Allah wants us to achieve also in our ibadat. MashaAllah, we all read salah, we give zakat, we do our ibadat, we make dhikr. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Allah wants us in the month of Ramadan, use this as a training and use this as an opportunity to create husn in our ibadat. What does creating husn in ibadat means? Create the state of ihsan. Create the state of Allah's consciousness, Allah's presence, Allah's love, Allah's muhabbat. Now that salah of ours is the framework is there. The outward shakal and the frame of salah is there. Now bring beauty into that salah. Now bring ikhlas and sincerity into that salah. Bring punctuality into that salah. Bring so much of dedication in that salah, that in salah when a person makes Allahu Akbar, then we think of nothing and no one but Allah. There must be no other thought in our salah. There must be no other motive in our salah. There must be nothing else that we are thinking of or that we are planning and plotting in salah. We are only thinking and devoting ourselves to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So, wa husni ibadati. That we must adorn our tilawat. We are making tilawat of Quran. We are reading Quran, mashallah. Now, beautify the tilawat. Make the tilawat such that our eyes are in tilawat, our ears are in tilawat, our mind is in tilawat, the heart is in tilawat, the whole body is in tilawat. Ya Allah Mia, O Allah, this is your kalam, this is your Quran, this is your word. O Allah, I'm thinking only of you. I am talking to you, I'm communicating with you, Allah. That is the reality and the haqiqat of tilawat. That tilawat Allah listens to. The tilawat of devotion, the tilawat of ikhlas, the tilawat of husn, sincerity, beautification. And like that, when a person is now fasting, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi has mentioned, this is the inner dimension of fasting. That we all know the rule and the masla of fasting. We must start from the time of Sehri, and we end at the time of when the sun sets. The laws of fasting, a person mustn't eat, drink, he mustn't do this, mustn't do that. All the laws of fasting we know, can do this, you can't do that, you can put oil in your hair, you can't do this, you can take an injection, you can do this, you can't do that. These are all the laws in the Masai. So he says that's the first level of fasting. That is the level of validity. Now a person, all of us have achieved validity. Alhamdulillah, we all know the rules of fasting. We all fast. No one, Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel used to always use the example. He says at the time of iftar, 5 minutes before iftar, 3 minutes before time, tell a person, break your roza, you fasted the whole day now. 10 hours, 11 hours you fasted, 12 hours you fasted, 3 minutes left. Break your fast, it doesn't make a difference. 1 minute, will it make a difference? No person will be prepared to listen to you. Even if you bring one written fatwa and come also. Won't listen to you. Why? Break his fast only when Allah wants him to break his fast. That is what you call ihsan. Consciousness of Allah. Obedience of Allah. The pleasure of Allah. Person wants to attain that in his fast. So, if a person has achieved this, then that is called now the masla of fasting. Achieve the first level of fasting. The next level that is explained is the level where a person is now fasting with his ears, with his eyes, with his heart, with his mind, with his limbs. The hands are not doing anything wrong. The feet are not going anywhere to the wrong place. The heart is not thinking of anything that is haram and impermissible. The eyes are not straining towards anything that is wrong. The ears are not listening to anything that is wrong. The tongue is not talking anything that is impermissible and haram. This is regarded to be the next level of fasting. That the whole body, together with the stomach, one is the stomach is hungry, the body is becoming drained slowly of energy. And then all the other parts of the body are fasting from everything that is the disobedience. This is taqwa. Taqwa is to leave out everything that is the displeasure of Allah. To leave what Allah wants us to leave and to do what Allah wants us to do. Taqwa. And then a person enters the pleasure of Allah. And then he says, there is one more level of fasting. Allah grant us all these three levels, my dear friends. Inshallah. He says, it is for the heart to fast from everything besides Allah. Heart to fast from everything that is besides Allah. There must be no pursuit in the heart. There must be no place in the heart for anyone, for anything besides Allah. This doesn't mean a person now isolates himself from the dunya, his family, his business. A person is in the world, he's living in the world, he's got children, family, he's doing tijarat, he's doing everything, driving, eating, drinking, sleeping. But his heart is with Allah, for Allah. And this is what inna lillah means. From Allah, for Allah. Mawlana Yunus Patel rahmatullahi alayhi again used to recite this couplet very regularly. Agar tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Oh Allah, if you are mine, if I am now able to bring you into this heart, and I've extracted everything else, all the love and the passions and the pursuits and the attractions and distractions, I have now removed it. To sab mera. Then I've achieved everything. Everything else is one side. If I got Allah, I've got everything. Or agar tu ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. And oh Allah, if I've lost you, I haven't achieved you, Allah, then nothing is mine. Koi cheez nahi meri. Then a person can have the treasures of the world in his hand. He can have all the knowledge, he can have all the beauty, he can have all the control, he can have all the power. Magar koi shay nahi. If he hasn't got Allah in his heart, then he's got nothing. So Allah Ta'ala make us His. And Allah becomes ours. Allah apna bana de, aur hamara ban ja. These are the du'as we must be making in Ramadan regularly. This is what Roza is teaching us. Think of Allah. Ask from Allah. Seek Allah. Look for Allah. Find Allah. Allah ke chahne wale ban jao. Become one who is desirous of Allah. So this third level now, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us this lesson in the hadith, that we must distance our heart from the love of dunya. We must be very, very far from the love of dunya. We mustn't be far from dunya. We are living in the dunya. We have to walk on the earth of the dunya. We have to use the material things of the dunya. But we must be far from the love. Allahumma la taj'ali dunya akbara hammina. Oh Allah, don't make this dunya our biggest worry. Only worry we got all the time is dunya, dunya, dunya. And this applies to the men and the women folk also. Although the men folk go to work and business, but the women folk also have dunya in their house. The things, the appliances, the fikr of the, everything must be done for Allah. Now when a person develops this mindset while fasting, then even if a person is doing a work of the dunya, woman is cooking her food, she is slicing the onions, she is doing whatever she is doing, she is preparing the iftar. Lekin dil Allah ke sath. Hand is in work, heart is with Allah. A man is at work, heart is with Allah. And when a person develops this kayfiyat and this state, now for that person to be disobedient to Allah, for him to go and deliberately do a ma'asiyat or a sin, is going to be very difficult. So this third state, where the heart becomes Allah's, and this heart is Allah's, it belongs to Allah. Allah sent everybody in this world with a free heart, clean heart, pure heart, empty heart. Only Allah was in this heart. But while we're living in this world, we brought other things. We put one thing in this corner. We put another thing in this corner. We put something in this part of the heart. One chamber this, one chamber that. All the different afkar and fikr of the world came into this heart. Different passions and loves came into this heart. So Allah says on the day of Qiyamah, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Allah wants us to come back with the heart how I gave it to you. How I gave you the heart, you must come back with that same heart. We can't come back with a heart that is dirty. A heart that is rusted, heart that is corroded, heart that is filled with everyone else and everything else besides Allah. So Allah give us tawfiq, my dear friends. There's one or two points I will mention in closing. And that is, in this month of Ramadan, We should ask Allah. Ask Allah for Laylatul Qadr. From today, from now, from beginning of Ramadan. Ya Allah, this great night is coming. I want this night. Make me your wali, make me your friend, make me yours in this night. And if we ask Allah from now, from today, from the beginning of Ramadan, we're asking Allah, I want Laylatul Qadr, I want Laylatul Qadr, I want Laylatul Qadr. Grant me Qiyam of Laylatul Qadr, grant me Salam of Laylatul Qadr, grant me the Noor of Laylatul Qadr, grant me the strength of Laylatul Qadr, grant me everything in Laylatul Qadr. InshaAllah, when Laylatul Qadr will come, Allah will accept the dua. So let us make that dua from now. Allah grant all of us Laylatul Qadr, inshaAllah, with afiyat and with acceptance. The second thing we must do is, in the month of Ramadan, when we are fasting, at the time of Sari, when we are making niyat of fasting, make niyat, O Allah, you gave us this month of Ramadan for us to become muttaqi, to become a person of taqwa, to become a wali. O Allah, would this fast today I am fasting, and all the fasts that I have kept, O Allah, make me a wali. O Allah, grant me taqwa. O Allah, grant me all the benefits of taqwa. Grant me all the qualities of taqwa. Grant me all that what you are desirous, the secrets of taqwa. O Allah, grant me. We can't achieve it. How much are we going to try? We are weak. We make mistakes. We slip. We fall. We make errors. We try. We wake up. We fall down. We are weak. Lekin, O Allah, you are there. And we are doing this for you. O Allah, you grant it to me. So this is the second thing that we must ask for in the month of Ramadan. And the third thing is that every night, find some time to sit in khalwa and solitude with Allah. If we can sit for 1 minute, only sit for 1 minute. If you can sit for 3 minutes, sit for 3 minutes. Khalisatan lillah. With no other distraction, with no other motive, with no other work, with no other thought, with nothing else. Clear the mind, stop for a moment. Clear everything, sit in silence. Make khalwa, make muraqabah, make reflection of the greatness of Allah, of the ni'mats of Allah, of the bounties of Allah, of the power of Allah, of everything about Allah. And ask Allah to come into our heart. Even if we sit without moving our lips too. Only the heart is moving towards Allah. The heart is ascending towards Allah. Then inshallah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept those few sincere moments of ours. That is called the moment of contemplation. يَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah says, sign of an intelligent person makes tafakkur. He thinks, ponders, contemplates, reflects, realizes, understands, analyzes. All of these things are done by an intelligent person. And when a person thinks and reflects, then we will find Allah will open the secrets of the heart, inshallah. And this is what the month of Ramadan is for. So that inshallah we gain all of this in the month of Ramadan. We become the wali of Allah. We became the friend of Allah for 30 days. How can we now not be the friend of Allah for the next 11 months? If we became the friend of Allah for 30 days, the friendship must continue. It must carry on. And every Ramadan, that friendship must grow, and it must grow. Like we find, fasting is not for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Fasting is for a whole month. Gradually, Allah is taking us up, taking us up the ladder, cleaning, cleansing, purifying, benefiting, rewarding, darajat, status, coming closer and closer and closer to Allah. Then eventually, when the time comes now, when a person is going to leave this world, then a person will say, Radiyatan mardiyya. What is the ayat? Ya ayatuan nafsun mutma'inna. Nafse mutma'inna. A person is so happy with Allah. And Allah is so happy with that person. That both are happy. Radiyatan mardiyya. The nafs is happy with Allah. The soul is happy with Allah. Allah is happy with our souls. Then we say, Fadkhuli fi ibadi. Wadkhuli jannati. Now the doors of Jannah are open. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us these very beautiful qualities, my dear friends. Allah grant us all the barakat of Ramadan. Allah make this the best Ramadan of our life. Allah make this a Ramadan of acceptance and qubuliyat. Allah make this a Ramadan of nisbat and his friendship. And inshallah, if we sincerely ask Allah, and we sincerely want to become Allah Rabbul Izzat's close friends, there's no reason and no doubt why Allah will not make us that. But we have to show the initiative. And the fact that a person is fasting and doing tarawih, this is already an initiative. That, oh Allah, we are desirous of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us barakat, inshaAllah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa sahabihi wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan
سلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا. يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم, with this fast as ours, we ask you for taqwa, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us muttaqi, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us your close friends, ya Allah. Grant us your nisbat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, always be happy with us, ya Allah. Always make us from among your obedient servants, ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us and protect us from your disobedience, ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us leave out those things that you want us to leave out. And ya Allah, let us do those things that you want us to do, ya Allah. Make us your close friends, ya Allah. Make us from your awliya, Allah, in this month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, write our name in the list of your walis, oh Allah. Every person that is listening today, ya Allah. Ya Allah, write our names in your list, ya Allah. Ya Allah, and keep it in that list, ya Allah. And never remove us from your list of your awliya, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Rahman, grant us Laylatul Qadr, ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us value Laylatul Qadr, ya Allah. Let us appreciate and value Ramadan, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us from those servants who are always making shukr to you, who are grateful to you, who appreciate you. Ya Allah, make us from among those servants who are always obedient to you. Ya Allah, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. Keep us steadfast upon all those good things that you have taught us in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, keep us steadfast for the whole month of Ramadan. Keep us steadfast after Ramadan. Keep us steadfast till the next Ramadan. Keep us steadfast for every Ramadan. And ya Allah, keep us steadfast until the end of our life, ya Allah. Ya Allah, when the time comes to meet you, ya Allah, let us leave this world with kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Allah, let the angels make the announcement, فَدْخُلِي فِي إِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Enter us into Jannatul Firdaus, ya Allah. In this month of Ramadan, ya Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus, ya Allah. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus, ya Allah. Grant us entry into Jannat without hisab and without reckoning, ya Allah. Save us from all the fitna of this time, ya Allah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مُولَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين برحمتك يا رحمن. جزاك الله خير.